County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell has flown in today. We missed Steve earlier in the week, but you were in a pretty big meeting.
Well, yeah, we had meetings all day Tuesday. Our standing committee meetings, which were wrapping up their three quarters of the year's business and dealing with COVID and dealing with everything that had gone on. But then there was a special meeting at 11 o'clock of the Board of Commissioners to approve an agreement between the townships that are involved in the Southern Interceptor and involved in all of the different projects that involve the sewers, Leoni, Columbia, Norville, and I may miss somebody, I apologize, Liberty, Hanover, Grass Lake, most of the townships east of 127, plus Liberty and Hanover, plus Cambridge Township in Lenawee County, and two townships in Washtenaw County. But it affects over half of the sewer customers in Jackson County.
Huge news.
Huge news. Huge news. This has been an ongoing burden on the county. County's paid over $2.5 million. Of this because of a default situation. The other thing it does, though, is it makes it very difficult for any of those townships to go out and borrow money to begin doing projects. And as you know, the county has partnered with Spring Arbor, Summit, and Blackman to pave roads.
Yep.
And we have plans on the shelf and things ready to go for these other townships according to what they deem appropriate. And we're willing to work with them to get their roads paved now. And I think, it's exciting to get an agreement, to get the Southern Interceptor taken care of. We believe there are other customers out there, other lake districts and other townships that want to participate but wouldn't get involved because of this problem. On top of that, that sewer plant is now 10 years old, and it's got to have some major maintenance done to it. And there's some upkeep and costs involved in that need to be make sure that they're spread out evenly across the entire district and not pick and choose who's got to pay. And I think that...
Hard to believe that's 10 years old.
I know.
Isn't it?
Yeah, hard to believe that
this has gone on.
5 more years and this bond will be paid off.
Yeah.
It'll have been going on for 20 years. But, the plus is that the township supervisors of those townships sat down and hammered out an agreement and got everything in line and have made it so that this deal can be struck, and then a sewer authority, they can create a unified sewer authority, one vote, one person, is how it's going to be set up, or you're a customer. And I really think...
Where does the county fit into the sewer authority?
We are just... somebody standing on the sidelines.
Interested observer?
Very interested observer. Because that affects growth.
Yeah.
It affects, our lakes. There's our streams. You've got a state that's decided that the Grand River now is a national treasure and a national trail. So we have many, many type of issues that go on. And the Grand River flows right through our city also. So it involves the waterways, it involves taking care of our communities, making sure that we have clean, healthy water for all Jackson residents. So yeah, it's exciting news.
But everybody's not 100% tickled.
You can't be. You know, well, yeah, 100% would be the county just pay the bill and we'll go away and they can just continue operating as is. Well, that doesn't work anymore, unfortunately, with these type of agreements. You've got to have the citizens represented, and that representation is at the township level. That's the structure of Michigan government, and that's what's going to work. And I know that it will make builders happy. I know that it's going to make some people a little mad here on the front end, because I'm sure there'll be a change in fee structure because you'll get everything organized, and then, but once it all settles down and the smoke clears, I think that truly Jackson County will be the true beneficiary of this, with those townships being the ones that really... The residents of those townships are really going to be in better shape.
So you would project the water fees to certainly increase here?
I don't know. I think they'll level out because you're going to have some You're going to have organizations, and then you're also, I believe, you're going to see new customers. I think there's some people that are waiting, and as with any project, as you take on more customers,
yeah,
you can spread the cost out over a greater area. And just building new homes and connecting them to the sewer is going to reduce everybody's sewer bill. So it makes a difference across the board. I think they'll stabilize, Craig.
Do you?
From what I've seen on the math and everything. I've seen some really conservative ones, and I've seen some where they've been a little outlandish. But I think that it'll go forward. It'll go forward in a good way.
So Leone bought in?
Yes. Yeah. Lenaberry led the charge out there, and a very good supervisor, doing a great job in Leone. And you've got that, and then you've got Bob down in Columbia, and Jim Spink over in Liberty, and, you know, a group of people. And you've seen a transition. Literally, they're all new supervisors since this deal came together. So it's a positive. It's a true positive for everybody involved.
Yeah.
And they're letting professionals make decisions. And that's what you got to do when you're dealing with the environment and dealing with you're in my health. You know, being downstream from all of that stuff. So, yeah.
What does it mean for the local waterways?
I think you're going to continue to see cleaner waterways. I think you've seen that. I know Farwell and Round Lake look wonderful. You didn't hear of any E. coli testing that were problems this year in any of our lakes. So you're going to see natural flow in them. And as people convert their homes over, you're also going to see other areas begin to develop because they can get sewers now, whereas before you couldn't do anything because they would have had to have a septic field and that type of stuff and risk contamination. So it'll be a positive that way for building and growth. And you'll also probably see some development along this sewer pathway. So hopefully some more commercial and some industrial.
So the headline here is SRI agreement and life is good.
SRI agreement. Now we have to get everybody, all the separate townships on board. So this is just the beginning. We're the first vote. And the other townships have promised to put it on their agendas here in September. So by the end of the month, we'll know exactly where we're at and who's on the board and who's a customer.
Is that going to be tricky?
It could be.
Yeah.
It could be because there's going to be an explanation involved.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's 12 plus townships. And you've got to go before each one of those township boards, and you've got to have a majority of that board vote, and you've got to be able to understand the financial implications of being involved in a sewer authority. But I will tell you this, Muskegon County was in the same boat when a certain administrator was working over there, who shall remain nameless, Mike Overton, and helped develop that countywide sewer authority. And you've seen nothing but responsible growth over there. You've seen cleanups occur that probably wouldn't have happened in their waterways. And I really think you'll see development going forward. It's a positive. It's a plus.
So Mike played a key role here?
Mike Overton, yes. Yeah, his diligence and foresight really helped, and his ability to keep everybody going, pedaling in the right direction. I mean, think about this. We've had COVID where you can't put 10 people in a room, and two of them to start with are going to be the county administrator and an attorney. So that means you're down to 8. So we did a lot of meeting in parks. We met under pavilions, and you had the Village of Brooklyn directly involved, and you had people that are really in need of this service, looking at it going forward. And so, yeah, it's going to be a positive for Jackson.
So besides that, you are looking at increasing some fees in the county.
Well, the county has done the analysis, and within the health department, we've not raised fees in some categories since 2008. And I realize that's not an excuse to raise fees. But you have to go back and do the true cost analysis of each one of those fees and make sure that they're paying for themselves. And so, yeah, you're going to see some fee increases across the board.
What would be significant?
Sewer and septic checks would be number one, but that won't affect until, like I said, 2021. There'll be others. I know the restaurants already had a fee increase last year.
Yep.
And so, and we spread that out this year because of COVID with payments, up to 6 payments for people. We don't anticipate a true increase there. We do see other things. We're also working with the state on the WIC program. We're working with the state on dealing with the different issues of inspection. And also we're dealing with still a lot of COVID stuff and cleaning it up in the health department and getting our staff, who've been doing an awful lot of work in curtailing the spread of COVID in Jackson County, and how important that has been. So we're trying real hard at the health department, and I know that our staff has done a stellar job, and they've been criticized a lot for different things. So yeah,
we better get you on the road.
Yeah,
everybody in town's trying to get a hold of Shotwell. Hey, thanks for the visit. Fly
certainly by. Greg, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you. County Commission Chair Steve Shotwell.